some country if you can, but I don't think you draw me in here. I know you can't, but you got a house to draw me in.
Mm-hmm.
Place like that. You can buy the dried apples and dried peaches from them stores. You come to them houses, companies that make them.
Oh, yeah.
But making them yourself here, I don't think this climate's suitable for it.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, do you have this fruit around here that a lot of people, it's round, you know, and got a lot of juice in it. A lot of people like to cut a hole in it and kind of suck on it. Suck the juice out of it.
I don't know what you're talking about, the old fig or some kind of plum.
Most of it grows in Florida or California.
Oh, are you talking about citrus fruit, apple, oranges?
Yeah.
Lemons. Lemons, no, we don't grow that stuff.
Don't grow any of that?
Yeah. East Texas, over there, you grow some of it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But not in this part of the state here.
I see.
At least I never seen none growing. I know some of them tried to plant and grow it and they didn't have no luck.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, do you have this kind of red, hard root vegetable around here? A lot of people eat it with meat, kind of hot, like it makes horse.
You mean the old radish?
Yeah.
Yeah, they raise lots of that. Yeah.
That grows around here too.
Totally good, yeah.
I see. What about, you mentioned lettuce a minute ago. Is there any other kind of a leafy vegetable growing around here?
Not that I know. You grow the lettuce, and you grow the... some kind of old stuff, they call it stalks. I forget the name of that stuff now. Supposed to be healthy. I don't like the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to take the place of lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
I don't particularly like it. I eat some, but it's too hard. It ain't soft like lettuce.
Oh, yeah. Well, any cabbage growing around here?
People plant it and work it, it'll grow, yeah. It'll grow good here. But the people don't plant too much of it here. This ain't a country for that sort of stuff. In other words, ain't a market here like it ought to be to get shut up. This is a country, you get out and grow a big lot of stuff, you have trouble selling it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, see, if you left an apple out in the hot sun, it wouldn't be long probably before it'd dry up. And
that's right. It wouldn't take long, it'd be sour, right? Take it long.
Have you ever heard of, you know, people cutting off the tops of their turnips and cooking them that way and making a mess of them?
You mean making a mess of the plain turnip or the turnip green?
Turnip green, yeah.
That's the top of the greens, yeah. I've done that a million times. Then went back and pulled up the old turnip. A few days after that, peeled him up and washed him up and peeled him up and sliced him up and cooked him too.
Mm-hmm. Well, say, if you wanted me to go to the store and buy some lettuce, you'd tell me to go get...
head of lettuce.
Head of lettuce. Have you ever heard of a man referring to his children, say, I've got so many head of children?
Yeah, that's all he said, I got so many children.
He would use that, that expression?
Yeah.
Say, I got 5 or 6 head of children?
Yeah. Or 5 or 6 head of little ones.
Well, what about, you know, somebody who had, maybe 7 boys and 7 girls? You'd say he had a whole
raft of children, a cow pen full, a herd, all such stuff as that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard people say,